This podcast is brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're a budding small business owner or a large company looking for a new space, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen with Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. While mortgage credit is returning to healthy levels in the post-recession era, all cash purchases also remain at strong levels. Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Cosisto joins us to discuss. So Laura, people buying homes with cash aren't just the super wealthy. It actually runs across several demographics.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big shifts that we've seen. Historically, cash buyers were pretty much limited to investors who were buying homes under $100,000 or the ultra wealthy, often foreigners who are buying in cash. But what we're seeing is it kind of cut across segments of the market. Even pretty kind of typical middle income homes are being bought in cash. And that's a big shift for the market. And of course, is a big challenge for younger buyers who might be competing in that segment of the market.
Last time this happened, it was because investors were buying up housing stock to turn into rentals. What's fueling cash buying this time around?
So some trends that are, I think once you hear them, are going to sound kind of intuitive. But I mean, the core reason is really a lack of inventory. We're seeing inventory near two-decade lows. And so that's creating a real crunch in the market and making the market competitive. And so being able to pay in cash gives you a little bit of an edge. So one of the groups that we're seeing doing this are baby boomers. They've been, in a lot of cases, in their homes for a long time. They've built up a lot of equity over the last 10 years, and they're selling their homes and able to downsize and pay in cash. Another interesting and really new group that we're seeing are people who are moving from coastal places like California, New York, Seattle, and they're selling their homes, you know, sometimes for $1 million, and they're able to move to a place like Boise, Idaho, and buy a really, really nice sort of mid-priced home all in cash. And so those are kind of some of the big groups that are driving this.
So for folks who have been living in a glitzy area, like action-packed kind of area on the coast, and they want to go somewhere more secluded, settle down for the later years of their lives, sounds like that this whole cash idea kind of comes in handy.
Yeah. So one guy who I talked to who had moved from Seattle to Boise, yeah, basically said, you know, he worked in computer programming. He was a person of pretty modest means, but he was in his 50s and wanted to retire a bit early and sold his home, paid for a new home in Boise completely in cash, and doesn't really have to worry, you know, with no mortgage payment, doesn't really have to worry about money anymore. But I was talking to even, you know, people in mid-career, you know, if you have a job that you can move to a place in the middle of the country, the disparity in home prices between the coast and the middle of the country is getting so large that you can make out really well if you make that move.
And a prospective buyer offering all cash can sort of jump the line, so to speak, in front of other potential buyers interested in a purchase. Is that right?
Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes I've certainly talked to people, instances where the cash buyers actually bid less on a home than someone who's going to finance their purchase, but the cash buyer wins out. And the reason for that is really when you have these bidding wars, and sometimes you have a dozen people bidding on a house, the seller just really wants, they don't want to have to go through it all over again if the deal falls through. They really just want that assurance that the deal is going to close, it's going to close quickly. And then, you know, especially if they're moving to another house, that they're not going to have to worry about having to hold on to this home for, you know, 3 or 4 more weeks.
But Laura, for younger people, as you mentioned earlier, some of them are struggling or getting shut out because they don't have that kind of money, and it's getting pretty competitive. Another part of that is they're having to make really quick decisions. A lot of experts you spoke to said you really have to be ready to jump in.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think this presents a twofold challenge for young people. The first part of it is just, I mean, coming up with that down payment, coming up with any down payment at all is challenging. And as we talk a little bit about in the story, the size of down payments on starter homes has grown significantly over the last 10 years. So, and just because people are having to be more competitive. So that's a real challenge, and it makes it harder for people to buy a home. And then, yeah, I mean, a thing that that certainly stood out to me and seemed a little terrifying to me was how quickly people, young people who are financing their purchases, have to try to close on these purchases in an effort to kind of to make themselves as appealing as a cash buyer. So one woman who I talked to talked about her experience of the realtor basically said, come see this house this afternoon. She went. Her husband never saw the house, and he came home in that evening, and she said, "Honey, I bought a house today."
Wow, it's a big decision to make in a snap.
Yes, exactly. It's a huge decision. So it takes a certain amount of guts and desperation.
We're speaking with the Wall Street Journal's Laura Cosisto via Skype. You hear sirens in the distance there. She's joining us remotely into our studio here about home buyers who pay all cash. And you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Welcome back, everybody. So, Laura, this idea of people paying all cash for homes, it puzzles many economists because mortgage rates are near historic lows, and you would think that that would be attractive enough.
Yeah, I think there is an interesting question about whether this is a good idea. There's no question that it means that the market is quite stable. The fact that people have all this equity in their homes means they're unlikely to go into foreclosure. But that's a different question from whether it's the right financial decision for people. Given how low interest rates are, and you think about how much you're tying up in this one asset, and you think about tying up $500,000 or $600,000 just in your home, you're really making a bet that the market is going to remain healthy. So again, I don't think we're not going to see this, you know, play out in the way the last crash did. You're not going to see a lot of people go into foreclosure, but a lot of economists say it's a puzzling decision when you could finance so cheaply.
Laura, to that point, banks are also getting on board here in terms of rolling out promotions for home buyers who end up spending all that cash.
We talked to Bank of America, and one thing they said is we sort of realized this was business that we were missing out on if people were buying in cash and our business is giving people mortgages. And so they have a product that essentially allows someone to buy a house in cash and then turn around and finance it afterwards so they can still be competitive, but they can get the advantage of having this mortgage at ultra low interest rates. And we talked to another fellow who's looking at a product that would allow people to close essentially as quickly as a cash buyer. And I think the hope is that as technology improves, it should get easier to evaluate someone's creditworthiness and maybe make those decisions quickly enough that people don't keep getting beaten out.
Right. And at the same time, banks are helping those with a mortgage compete against those paying cash.
Absolutely. So certainly one of the things I talked to a lot of realtors about is different products that are available, including, you know, even just going and getting pre-approved for a mortgage can help you compete with buyers that are paying cash. But the reality, and I think what you're up against, is there's still just this perception that sellers have that a cash offer is a bird in the hand and a financed offer is more risky. So that's just going to be a challenge for younger buyers.
Well, in some cases, cash is king. That's the Wall Street Journal's Laura Cosisto joining us via Skype here on Your Money Matters. Laura, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Great to talk to you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen, along with Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York.
Is Alexa part of your life? Then make Your Money Matters part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.